Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I know these aren't the best of times here in the good old USA, but everything is relative, and compared to many other places in the world, I guess I'll stay right here. My message today is that we are in a world economy, and we cannot escape that fact. The Washington Post today has a big picture on the front page in color. Farm workers in Ethiopia are moving a big pile of golden corn. It makes me think of our farm and the corn that we're still trying to harvest in Illinois. The story behind the picture is that India is buying and leasing huge tracts of land in Ethiopia. It's cheap, fertile, and with water to irrigate. Saudi Arabia is shifting wheat production to Africa. And the Bill Gates Foundation is focusing attention on Africa to increase food production there. There are millions of hungry people in the world. I've been in Brazil on a huge farm down there operated by a Midwest U.S. farmer. The global marketplace is calling out to investors looking to profit by exploiting new opportunities. We already import billions of dollars worth of product from China. Try buying clothes for Christmas made in the U.S. Good luck. If other countries have fertile land, cheap labor, raw materials, global investors will find it. Final note, we can't sit back and ignore the expansive increase in trade agreements from Asia to Europe to the Middle East. We're going to be left in the dust. My purpose here today is not to alarm you, but we must be realistic. Ignoring reality can be costly. If we overregulate our livestock industry, our pigs and chickens will be raised in another country. If we overtax our energy, other countries will take our business away from us. The developing nations want to live the good life as we do. Well, don't think for a minute that they will be willing to put their industry into a cap-and-trade straitjacket. The world becomes more integrated every year. We need to be mindful of this fact when our government sets policy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.